everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing a back to school special. We're going to be making chicken fajitas. And I want to make this a really simple recipe. So let's get started. We're going to need some olive oil. You're going to need a fourth of a red bell pepper, a fourth of a green bell pepper, and a fourth of a yellow bell pepper. And like I said, either it could be, you know, I like the different colors, so I picked the three. You don't have to. I have one small onion that is sliced. I've got chicken here, and I've got about 3 cups of chicken that I have sliced long and thin. And you could use 1 cup. You can do whatever you want. The only reason I use a lot is because I'm going to make a bunch and I'm going to stick it in the freezer. So whenever the kids want to make a sandwich, it's ready for them. For the chicken, we're going to be marinating that in fresh ginger and garlic, lemon pepper, salt, and black pepper. And then once the fajitas are done, we're going to be splashing them with some lime. So let's get started. First, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and just add about a tablespoon of olive oil. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and throw in our bell peppers and our onions. And we're just going to saute them just for a little while. You know, until you can see the onions becoming a little soft and transparent. Now to this, you could just leave it out or just season your vegetables just a little bit by adding a little bit of black pepper, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of lemon pepper. And it doesn't have to be too much because we're going to also be seasoning our chicken really, really well. And you want to saute or stir fry this on a high or a medium high, depending on how high your stove gets. Now this is a little tabletop stove, so it doesn't get as as hot as I would want it. So if I was doing this on my gas cooker, I would be putting this on medium. You see how our onions are just getting a little bit transparent? Okay, that's it. I'm going to take it out and I'm going to put this right here on the side. Now, I've cut up some other vegetables here, and you must be wondering what that is because I didn't mention it. This is for if you have some picky kids who don't like the big pieces of onions and bell peppers. I just wanted to throw this out to you. This is another way that you can do this. Just want to saute this until it's nice and transparent. Now this is really nice and transparent, so I'm just going to take this and I'm just going to put it on the side here. And now we're going to go ahead and stir fry our chicken. Same pan, we're going to use a little bit of olive oil. I'm going to go ahead and add the chicken in here. Just like so. And I don't want to overcrowd the pan, so I'm not going to put a lot in there. Or it should be okay. Just, I don't want to put any of the liquid in there. To this, we're going to go ahead and season this really well with a good tablespoon of ginger and garlic. Okay. all of it out there. And chicken cooks so much more faster than meat that, all right. Add our ginger and garlic. In goes our lemon pepper, black pepper, and salt. Right? Again, you want to make sure that once this chicken is done, that you want to do a taste test because you want it to taste really, really good. All right. So I'm just going to go ahead, finish stir frying this up, and then I'm going to show you what we're going to do here is I'm going to put this on the side. I've got some flour tortillas here, and I will be doing a video on how to make homemade tortillas. These are store-bought. They've got a lot of preservatives in them, and I just wanted to throw it out to you guys. Just because this is going to be a really quick back-to-school special, I'm using the store-bought ones, but I plan to make the homemade ones just because I try not to serve these at home as much as I can. So I've got the flour tortillas. I've warmed them up. I've put them in my tortilla warmer, and I'm going to keep that ready. So I've got my veggies ready, and I've got my chicken ready, and we're just going to wait until our chicken is all done, and then we're going to start assembling our fajita. So I wanted to show you here, if you see there's water oozing out of our chicken, and that's okay. You just want to leave it and let all the water dry, and that's all that flavoring, and you don't want to do anything but leave it. Let it really dry up, and then we're going to be ready to assemble our fajitas. So you can see our chicken is really, really, all the water has disappeared. I'm just going to throw in some fresh lime, and we'll just give it a second for that also to completely, and I changed up my utensil here because I didn't want to cross-contaminate. Go ahead and give it a taste test because I want to make sure that the chicken tastes. Lots of flavor. So I'm going to go ahead, turn this off, and then we'll quickly going to go and show you how we're going to assemble this. So now, because this is a back to school special, I didn't want to add any sauce in there. But if you want, you can send, like, this is my kid's favorite sauce, which is the Ortega sauce. And I'm not in any way advertising this brand, but my kids love this. And if you have any other sauces that you like, you can put them like in a little container and send it with them so they can add it to their quesadilla just before they eat it. So at this point, you just want to take a little bit of your bell pepper and onion mix, like this, and then put in a generous amount of chicken, just like so. And then we're going to close that up. Now, you want to do this, you just want to keep it like this, and then once it cools down, you can go ahead and wrap this up in a foil or however you want to send it. Same thing if you want to do that with the pieces of, just like so. Add the chicken in there, and you know if you can also make these into small, you can also make the chicken into a tiny cube size if you like. So wrap it up just like so. So see how you have a really nice little fajita for nice small hands. And you know, you can do two of these if you like. And then just do this. So we've got one of these already. So we've got our fajitas all done. I hope you guys liked this quick special. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great video. See you then, friends.